Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's coming back. That sign we all long to see. We've missed that logo. We've missed that quality. We've missed those jobs and opportunities. Our president says, make America great again. He has a hat, you know. But I say, I say, bring America home. That phrase I say every day, it has so many meanings implied within it. That last word, home, is a warm and happy place. Bring our manufacturing home. Bring our jobs home. Bring Made in America home again. Do you look for that label when you're shopping? Will you choose that label over another, even if it costs just a little bit more? You know the quality's greater, and for that little bit of extra price, the product will last longer and perform better if it's made in America. We're going to talk about Made in America today. The Expo, I have kind of mentioned it in the past here, last few months. It's coming up. It's getting right up on top of us. October the 3rd through the 6th. The Expo, Made in America 2019. It's the first of its kind, and hopefully it will not be the last. And may, perhaps, the next time it'll have to be in even a bigger arena. I want to talk about Made in America. While the heartland of this nation is the foundation of the nation, Made in America for sure, we've not only seen what bad trade deals have done to our agricultural industry, but we've seen what it's done to the manufacturing industry. Now, you know, I've told you the story about when I got out of high school, I worked at a factory called Cheeseboro Ponds. They made that Jergens soap. They made ragu. And they made Q-tips. And I ran the Q-tips machines, and those Q-tip machines ran south of the border. Would our founding fathers have ever dreamt that we would forego our own crafts and skills for cheaper stuff, less quality stuff, stuff that doesn't make it through the test of the fire, so to speak? Trade is a good thing. You know, Bill Bullard said, We're not against trade, we're just against stupid trade. Because of bad trade deals, American industries have ended up on the bottom, skimming what might be left for our businesses. Mom and pop shops have been squeezed out for cheap stuff and less personal customer service, or no personal customer service. I called a business this week, and much to my delight, it's very rare, somebody actually answered the phone. And they were pleasant and happy and excited that I called, as if, you know, they were just waiting for my call. That business was Made in America store. And we'll have their owner, Mark Andahl, on in another week or so. October the 3rd through the 6th is the Made in America Expo. You will want to be a part of this. Check out their website. It's just madeinamerica.com. And there's going to be a lot of fun, lots of America represented right there in Indianapolis, Indiana. Today we're going to visit with Jim Stuber. We've had him on before. He wrote the book, What If Things Were Made in America Again? It's more than just a light bulb, isn't it, Jim? Jim, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. That's great to be with you. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm glad to have you here. I'm excited about the Expo.
As am I. This is fantastic.
And I wanted to tell everyone, he is going to be one of the speakers, but you have several speakers that are coming. And, you know, it warms my heart. I watched a couple of different times Don Buckner's video. He's the one that's kind of had this idea and put this together. And the things that he said, and one of them, I wrote it down, change is literally in our pockets. It's up to the American people to make these things happen. And we can do it. And your book says that. We can do it when we buy American, made in America. It is hard to do, but it's getting better. It's getting better, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, actually, sometimes it's not even hard to do that. But that I totally agree with Don. My last chapter of my book is devoted to that idea that the we American citizen consumers have the power in our pocketbook to turn this thing around, bring those jobs home just by bringing our spending home.
And, you know,
I'll give you an example. Sometimes it's this easy. This was just this week. I am doing a basement rehab project because our basement flooded. Went to Home Depot and looking at a 2.5-inch paintbrush, and it was made in China, and it cost $11.44. And literally right next to it was a Worcester brush made in the USA, same 2.5-inch brush, probably better quality, $11.44. And while I was there, some man walked up and just grabbed one of the Chinese brushes, never gave it a thought, walked away. And he could have just taken a second and looked just to his right, and he could have grabbed that American-made brush. And I'm saying that to our listeners that if you get this idea that you want to be a label reader, sometimes it can literally be that easy to buy the American-made product.
You know, it is getting better. In the last, I don't know, definitely last 3 years, but people are looking for them because we've missed it. Not only have we missed that little sign made in America, we've missed that quality.
Right. And, you know, it isn't just the quality, but there's another benefit that you get, which is you know that you are supporting a family someplace like in your town where you lived when you were making Q-tips. I'll give you another example, because sometimes you do have to pay more. So my son was ready for his first hammer. And I went to buy it, and I was at the same store, and there on the shelf, on the wall was a hammer made in Hungary for $15, and right next to it was the Estwing hammer made in Wisconsin for $25. And you can bet it's high quality, and it'll last him the rest of his life, the same way my hammer did that I used when I was working my way through college. And so for the price of a couple of lattes, I was able to buy the Estwing hammer. And I knew I was supporting a family there in Wisconsin, and maybe that guy was going to the factory, and his kids, he wanted his kids to go to college and live the American dream. And this is another huge benefit that we get, not just the quality, but the knowledge that we're supporting a community somewhere across America.
Well, and it just makes sense, you know, you buy made in America, and that money also, not only does the job that made that right here in America, you support that family, but that money you spend stays right there in your communities. I mean, it's...
Yes, the economists have a fancy word for that. They call it the multiplier effect. So for every dollar that we spend on a product, then that dollar gets circulated because that company pays their employees. Their employees go to the local restaurant. They go to the local insurance agency. And so that dollar circulates, and somewhere between 1.5 and 3 times that much money gets created just through that purchase.
You know, that's just amazing to me that we have gotten so far away from this, and it's time that we make America great again and bring America home, back home to manufacturing and doing it right here because the skills, you know, when we talk to some of the others that we visited with before, you know, some of the things they say are dying skills here in this nation. We need to perk that back up, and we need to start training people. They don't all need college educations.
That's right. They need skills.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to open up the phone lines. Made in America. That's the title of today's show, and that's what we're talking about with Jim Stuber. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Jim, I'm going to throw a little monkey in the wrench or a wrench in the monkey, whatever they, however that saying goes. And I had a caller, and I told him we didn't want negative stuff. So he had something that he had bought in China, and then he went and he bought something in America, and ended up it was also made in China, just processed here in America. So I wanted to make it very clear to the listeners that there has been criteria set out, and they have to absolutely be able to certify that everything that they have is made in America.
Yes, there's two standards, Beth. One is the pure Made in USA standard. This is the Federal Trade Commission sets this standard, and all or virtually all of the content of that good has to come from U.S. labor and U.S. Components and materials. And then there's another, what they call a qualified standard. So it might say Made in USA with U.S. and global materials, or manufactured in USA, battery from, you know, Vietnam or so, but that also has to be accurate. Now that, of course, we prefer the pure Made in USA, but that can be hard to find these days. And so when we go to read our labels, we should look and see what it says. And then I personally will buy the hand tool that was manufactured in the United States, even if it has some foreign components in it. That beats the heck out of something that was totally made in Korea or China.
Absolutely. And you know, you have to watch. Go ahead.
Also, now that you mentioned the labeling, I'm happy to say that one of my initiatives that I mentioned at the end of my book You know, I love the fact that what you and I are talking about is something that consumers, we can just do this. We don't need government permission or support to do this. We can just go out and buy American-made things. But your caller may have experienced this. Sometimes it can be hard to know where things are made because these companies like to hide the ball. And if you're on the Internet buying something, it'll be down, way down in the fine print, origin, colon, imported, or they might not even say that at all. So I have drafted a bill that would require that anything sold on the Internet or in a catalog or advertised or at the point of sale display in a store, that whatever that label is that must be on the product and its package must also be displayed when you and I are making our decision. And through an organization I'll talk to you about, we've gotten commitments for members of Congress to sponsor that bill. So I'm hoping that in the near future we'll be armed with better information. So when we're making these choices, we'll have some clear information about where things were really made.
And, you know, sometimes you have to watch about, I go on the Internet and I try to look up companies made, because that's what I'm trying to do, is just get all these companies that are made in the USA, and I want them as sponsors. Obviously, I'm looking for support here as well, but I want to do my part. If it's made in the USA and I say it in the USA, it's keeping it all right here, right? I'm trying to do my part. I'm trying to be that little storekeeper. But you do have to watch, because sometimes it doesn't say made in the USA, but you'll see the little USA flag up there like it is.
That's right.
And it'll say shipped. Or you'll read somewhere assembled in the USA.
Yep.
So you do have to watch it and use your own discretion as to what you're finding.
Absolutely. So we need to become informed consumers. I mentioned this organization through which I'm pursuing that bill, and one of the speakers – well, actually, two of the speakers I'll mention to our listeners who will be at this conference in Indianapolis, I can't recommend highly enough that people attend, is Michael Stumo. He's president of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. And they, I believe you've had some of them on your show, they are the real American manufacturers who split off from the National Association of Manufacturers when it got overtaken by the globalists. And so this CPA, Coalition for a Prosperous America, Michael will be speaking at the event, and they pursue various policies that will help bring this manufacturing home, one of them being this bill that I just mentioned.
Which is very similar to COOL. You know,
yes,
something
absolutely.
That, you know, we want to see consumers. Consumers, the customers have the right to know where their food and where their products are being made and manufactured and put together. I mean, we have that right to know. And that's just keeping keeping us well informed, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I love the phrase, the right to know. We do have a right to know. One of the other authors is a woman named one of the other speakers at the conference is Rosemary Gibson, who wrote her own book about the fact that our active pharmaceutical ingredients in our generic drugs are all coming out of China now. And so the next bill I'm going to be working on with Rosemary will be to require that the country of origin of the ingredients of drugs be listed so we can tell where these darn things are coming from. And then, of course, you mentioned COOL, the country of origin labeling for beef. We have it for some products. It got rescinded for beef. We need to get it back. But I'd like to see that also on all food products. So, because you're right, consumers have a right to know where their food, medicine, and other products were made.
And where they come from, you know. And sometimes it's out of our hands. You know, we've heard of the stories where somebody got sick at a restaurant. It was at a buffet, and it was. I think here several years ago, it was onions and where they came from. And, you know, that in the salad. I'm not trying to gross everybody out here early in the morning. I'm just saying we need to watch. But the stories I was looking at the speakers too, and the stories that I was reading, and one was Sandy Cleary, and she will be one of the speakers as well. So will Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop. He's going to be there, and Jim's going to be there, Jim Stuber. And we have his book here, and I really encourage you guys to buy that book. It's just $24.95, I love the fact that you made it hardback.
Yes, you know, I love a hardback book. It's just more substantial, and it's like, I don't know, I just like how it feels. And I spent 3 years researching this. There are 680 footnotes because I wanted to get the story right. And so this really is a great reference source for people who want to answer the same questions I had when I took that GE light bulb out and saw that it was made in China. I wanted to know, why is this GE light bulb made in China? And is it causing a problem that we're having all these things made overseas? And if it is, what can we do about it? And, of course, that's the happy answer, is that we consumers could do a lot about it. And that's what this conference is about.
And you know, talking about light bulbs, because that was a big issue here in the news just a week or so ago, because the president was rescinding some of the toughness that was there on the light bulb situation. And we all remember, and I can't remember what year it was, and there was a big debate on the floor and on the floor of Congress about these light bulbs. And every one of the light bulbs that they were insisting we buy, forcing us to buy, all of them were made in China.
Yes,
this new kind of light bulb that was supposed to be more efficient, and they're not more efficient, by the way. We've had to buy them, and they're not more efficient. They don't last like they say they're going to, and it goes on and on with that. I'm going to let you talk about that a little bit, because I'm sure you know details.
Well, this is a fascinating story that you raised. So that GE light bulb that was made in China, well, GE actually was making, these are incandescent light bulbs, the old-fashioned light bulb we're talking about, as opposed to the new LED liquid, display light bulbs. So I found out that the last time GE made light bulbs was in their factory, incandescent light bulbs, in Winchester, Virginia. And I had a friend whose brother lived there, and she was saying, you know, he's always telling me I should remove to Winchester. What a wonderful place it is, because, yes, they grew apples there, but they also made light bulbs, and he made $30 an hour working in that factory.
Wow.
Well, that factory closed. And if you visit Winchester today, it is one of those down-in-the-mouth towns, like so many across America, that just you can tell are on hard times because the factory closed. It is a tragedy. And so there was the one person who might have restarted that factory was a Chinese businessman who was thinking about producing these new kind of LED light bulbs there. Now, why wouldn't GE do that? So it's just this great failure of our own American companies leaving the United States for this cheap labor in China. And then you see the results. You see communities like Winchester just wiped out because the $30 an hour jobs are gone. And if people are lucky, they're making $15 an hour working in a warehouse or a Walmart.
You know, in this little community, and I wasn't here through all of this time, but there was a woolen mill that employed a lot of people, and there was a potato chip factory that employed a lot of people. There was a jacket factory that employed a lot of people, and up the road there was another factory that made pool tables, I do believe, and those are all gone, and they all employed people. And now the majority of the people here work for the state. We have Cargill, and we have another food processing plant called Burger Smokehouse, which is locally owned and is fantastic. We need to get you there. And they make cured hams, the country cured hams. However, many of these industries have gone to the wayside, and it was devastating to the communities because the jobs were gone. We're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I hear the music. We're heading into a break, Jim. We do have Larry from Missouri holding. He has a comment about Made in America, and we'll go to you, Larry, as you can be patient. And as soon as we come back from this commercial break, and the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann, we're Made in America, and we'll be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go, Jim, to the phone lines. Larry's been holding for a little bit. Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Okay, Beth. Yes, I agree with things made in the USA, but we got to start at the high end. We need plastic mills to redo plastic. Because look at your vehicles, 90% of vehicles plastic anymore, and we need the plastic factories to make the products here in the United States.
So we were talking a little bit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We were talking about plastics just the other day because of the controversy over plastic straws, and I thought, well, what are they going to do, go after our Solo cups? And I found out Solo cups are made in the USA. So I did a little research yesterday afternoon on Solo cups.
But, I think we're going to need some plastic mills to handle, to make the products in the USA.
Absolutely. I'm going to let Jim pine in here.
Yes, that's a very important segment of the economy, is the plastic molding industry. It's one where I believe, you know, relative to some others, we've still been doing fairly well. But what happens is that when, if a manufacturer goes to China, for example, and they're sourcing their things there, the U.S. supplier, who maybe was the plastic mold supplier and who can match the Chinese price perhaps, is still left out of the equation because they're too far away and they can't ship the thing. So one of the things, yes, we need to bring this production home, and then we do need to have a vibrant plastics industry that can fill that role for these companies that are coming home. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a very important, very, very important segment of the whole supply chain.
I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to Scott in Vermont. Scott, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Scott.
I remember listening to Chuck Harder's radio show on shortwave years ago, back in the late 90s, just like I listen to you now. And he was saying back then he sought to make shortwave radio made with all American parts. And I think it was 1997 or so, or 98. And he lamented that he couldn't find a whip antenna. The only thing that he wasn't made in America at all was a whip antenna for the things. I'm sure the electronics are not made in America anymore either, much for specialized stuff. But the real problem is... China has a check into this. As I've heard it on a couple of different radio shows, that they have an unfair advantage that was given to them by a previous president years ago. The rare earth minerals and metals that are taken out of Afghanistan, and China has a big foot in Africa, too, as far as getting those things. You know, the fact that we can swipe our finger on our phone, that's because of a certain rare earth mineral and metal and the lithium in the batteries. That China gets 99% of those, even though we do all the work of fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, they get the rare earth minerals and metals from there. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of the rare earth. I'm going to ask Jim to pine in on that, though.
Yes, indeed. And actually, I heard another piece of the story, which my understanding is that we actually had a pretty active rare earth mining industry in the United States. And that the Chinese came in and getting the rare earth either domestically from China or from some of these other places, they intentionally dropped the prices so low that they were below our cost of production. And they did their typical thing, that's their modus operandi, is they'll price an industry out of existence. And so our rare earth industry just disappeared. And so that was the first step. And then I believe that this other piece of the story is that they are cornering the market on these other sources. I was not aware of Afghanistan, but which is very ironic because we're the ones that are there defending Afghanistan against the Taliban. But they're very active in Africa and grabbing up these sources while we stand by and watch. It's a very, very good point. Last fall in October, pursuant to an executive order from President Trump, the executive branch, the Defense Department, and other departments did a study of our what they call the defense industrial supply base to look for these gaps in our supply chain, the rare earth minerals being one of the big ones. Another one they identified is that there are some chemicals, especially chemicals, that we need for munitions and rocket fuel that we're dependent on China for. And there's story after story. So rare earth minerals is just one example of these terrible gaps in our industrial base. Thank goodness the current administration is now raising this up, and we're actually getting some bipartisan support on this in Congress, where Democrats and Republicans alike are realizing that we shouldn't be reliant on China for these essential materials for both military and civilian uses.
Sir, are you familiar with ChinaGate? Back in when Bill Clinton was president?
I refresh my memory.
Well, do a Google, not Google, use DuckDuckGo.com. Basically, when Bill Clinton became president, China was trying to launch missiles and the satellites, and they were blowing up on the pad or blowing up nearby villages, and they covered it up. When Bill Clinton left office, they had no problem launching missiles, rockets, because the technology was basically allowed, given to them, sold to them. By Clinton and Gore, and as treason, and because the Chinese agents, basically the Clintons are.
A little too much of that went on.
It continued even after that administration, and what they couldn't get us to just give them, they would say to a company, our companies wanted to go into China, oh, you have to give us your technology if you want to do that. And then if that didn't work, they would just steal it. and there have been all these cases of espionage on the part of the Chinese. And, of course, this is one of the big things President Trump has been pursuing in the trade negotiations. President Obama supposedly in 2013 had an agreement with China to stop doing that, but, of course, we know that's not worth the paper it's written on.
Yeah, we got too many globalists in the administration, Trump does. Yeah, thank
you. Absolutely.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Been there a while. They're very embedded. All right, thank you, Scott. I appreciate the call from Vermont there. You know, Jim, I was kind of searching through some things, and as we were talking about this story, we're talking about Made in America and talking about having skills. You know, I've been going through something that really warms my heart about this expo that's coming up. How many expos do you go to that will have a worship service on a Sunday?
I know that. I love that.
Oh, it just brings tears to my
eyes.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it's kicking off on the 3rd, and got the Big and Rich duo team coming in, and they're going to celebrate and play some music, I do believe. And so I just want people to know that there are things going on. It's not just, you know, walking into this big building and walking around wearing yourself out. That there's things to do, things mm-hmm. to see. Go to the website, madeinamerica.com. It is so simple. Listen to the videos that are there. They're very short, very quick, and to the point, and very inspiring, which
is
very
inspiring.
Important.
It really
oh,
is.
Absolutely.
Don Kuttner's story is inspiring. You know, he was a successful owner of a industrial manufacturing firm, and he was already a big sponsor of Made America when he was still running his firm, but he sold the business, and what was the next chapter for Don? He decided he was going to really put his money where his mouth was and pursue the Made in America mission. And so he's standing behind this whole event. And that's not easy, because you've got to make guarantees to the center and to the hotels, and Don really stepped up to make this happen. So I do recommend going on the website and listening to him tell his story.
Absolutely. And is he going to speak as well? Surely he is.
Well, you know, he hasn't listed himself in among the speakers, but I've got to guess he's going to be very much a part of all the people.
Surely he will.
Maybe making the introductions. Yeah.
And like I said, there's something going on every day, and there is on that Sunday. There's a worship time together. And I wish I could be there. That I would just love to be there and to be a part of that. I just can't this time. But maybe next year. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have Tim Holding, and we will get to Tim as soon as we come back from this break. 877-895-5410. You got to be quick, because we're heading into the final segment of today's show with Jim and Beth Ann. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing. manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code Bethann.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We are in the final segment, so if you're still wanting to call in, you better do it quickly because we don't have much time left. We have Kim from Iowa. Kim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. It's Ken. Ken up here in Des Moines.
Oh, okay. How are you doing,
yeah,
Ken?
Ken and Donna. Yeah, doing good. Hey, you got a great program. Hey, I'm going to give you an example of something that everybody in this country can make a difference on Buy USA, and that's automotive tires.
Mm.
I'm in the market for, I've used Goodyear tires all my life on my pickup trucks, and I'm in the market for a new set of tires. So I go into the Goodyear store, and I'm looking at the tires on the wall. I know what I want. The sales clerk comes over, and we talked a little bit, and I said, well, where are these made? And he says, oh, they're made in the USA. I said, really? Well, take a look at this tire that's hanging on your wall. And molded right into the side of the sidewall of the tire, it says made in Chile, the country of Chile. And he said, oh, he was trying to recover. I gave him credit for that. Well, some tires are made in our plant down there, and some are made in the USA. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I've had good luck with Goodyears, but we have a Firestone tire and rubber plant right up here on the north side of Des Moines, and I know that Firestone tires are made here in the USA. I've never driven a Firestone, but I'm going to go in and talk to them now because I know
Absolutely.
They're made in the USA. So the people you talk to in the store may not necessarily know where their products are being purchased unless they look up the sidewalls and educate themselves. One more thing. On Burger Smokehouse, I took your advice 2 weeks ago, and I ordered some bacon for burgers. Hey, it's great stuff. Great stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, you didn't get any better than that. You'll never go back.
That's right. Anyway,
those hogs are made right here in the USA, too.
Yes, they are. So, folks, be careful when you buy your tires. Ask the questions. Look at the examples in the showroom.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ken. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It so much. All right. We're going to go back to Jim. Jim, I've got to get you on Burger Smokehouse.
No, I want to thank Kim for that call in my last chapter when I'm explaining how we can really make the difference. I identified 600 billion dollars worth of spending consumers could bring home, and half of that spending is on automobiles. So the first, my first recommendation was make sure the next car you buy has at least 65-70% U.S. content. And that may even have a Japanese nameplate on it. Of course, it's preferable to go for a Chevy or a Ford, but, you know, watch out. That Chevy or Ford might have been made in Mexico. I'll take the Honda Odyssey or Accord that was made in Tennessee. But what if you're not in the market for a car? Well, then that, I said exactly what Kim just said, is buy yourself a set of American tires next time you buy your tires. This is no small purchase. As we all know, no. The darn tires can cost $100, $200 each. And then you do have to be careful when you do. And there is a code on each tire that tells what plant it was made in. And so if you'll take the time with your dealer to really look into it, they should be able to confirm to you, you know, where that was made. And, of course, Firestone is a great choice. Goodyear still is making a lot of its tires here, but you have to be careful and make sure it was from one of their plants in the United States. It's one of the biggest things we can do. These are big purchases.
And you know, it'll make a difference to where you go and purchase it as well. If they know that's
Absolutely.
What you're looking for, they're going to put it in there, and they're going to put signs up, yes, we've got it. And because
right.
they want you to come back. He doesn't want
right.
him to go to Firestone.
Yep.
He wants him to come back.
We have the power to do this. And if people are walking in and asking for American-made tires, they'll get us American-made tires.
Absolutely. They'll do it because that's what they want to do is sell. Now, I want to talk about specifics on the expo. We haven't mentioned, I think I mentioned the dates once. It's October 3rd through the 6th. It has a big kickoff with a concert. And there's all kinds of things. You can go to madeinamerica.com. And register. I believe the mm-hmm. charge is $24.95, but right now there's a 20% early bird discount is what I'm seeing on the website. It
mm-hmm.
popped up. So that'll make it like $19.99 or something like that. So it's a little bit off. Students are less. I think they're, I don't remember what the cost for a student is, but it's quite a bit less. But that's a small fee to pay for an outing for the weekend. So I know you're that
oh,
you
yes.
will have to probably go to hotels and that kind of thing. But what an experience this would be for a family. What an experience for kids.
Oh, yes.
And if you're getting in business, what an experience it is for you to go and meet with these other successful business folks and to hear and glean from their experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the successful. And I think it's just an opportunity that's tremendous for everyone.
It really is. You know, it's rare that we have an occasion when people who are interested in Made in America and who are making things in America all get in one place. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us all to rub elbows.
It is. And like you said, there's going to be so many speakers there. And I wrote it down and then I forgot to mention it. My MyPillow guy and Giza Sheets. Mike Lindell is going to be one of the speakers there. Jim Stuber is going to be one of the speakers there. Greg Owens is going to be one of the speakers there. You know, I'm so excited because I know everybody. I mean, not everybody, but I know you guys. And here you are going there. And you know, the Coalition for Prosperous America, they're going to be there speaking. And you're going to want to listen to that and join in with those folks. And Bill Bullard is a part of that organization as well. And I don't know that he's going to necessarily be there, but he is a part of that the coalition there for Prosperous America.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, so many things. I want to give a phone number. So those of you who want to find out a little bit more, but you haven't gone to the website, you just want somebody to talk to you, here's the phone number, 888-738-5919. That's 888-738-5919. 5919, and you will get Made in America. I hope you get a person, but I'm kind of thinking you probably get a recording, as most places do. But try that number and get registered and be there. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Jim, we're about to run out of time. I'm going to turn it over to you here.
Well, thanks, Beth. It's great. It's so encouraging to have this event to talk about. I think it's part of a larger trend we're seeing. One of the speakers is Harry Moser from the Reshoring Initiative, and they track these companies coming home. And they tracked 1,900 companies bringing their production home last year. So I just would love sounding this note of optimism. You know, it can seem like there's just no hope, but all of us, we citizen consumers, really have this in our hands. And we can do it now just by starting to be a label reader. And if we want to get more involved, you can go on my website, which is madeinamericaagain.org. And we can go on this website, madeinamerica.com. And there's, you know, there's more we can do than just become label readers. So let's all make this happen.
And if you really want to know more, we do have Jim's book. It's Made in America. What if things were made in America again? Think about that. Think about that title. How consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. You make it here, you build it here, you make it here, you sell it here, you buy it here, and it all, that money stays right here circulating right amongst the American people, right in our hands, and I think that's a good thing. $24.95, you can send that to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do, and we'll speak to you again. We'll talk again soon, because we've got
to
keep this going. All right. And I guess, are they going to video any of the... speakers and such down there? Do you know?
I do not know. I'm afraid of the detail I'm not aware of.
All right, we'll have to find that out. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Thank you for the book and all the research and for your patriotism and doing all that you can to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.